This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die yesterday. In the Lok Sabha, even the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 p.m. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House about overall business done during the session. He said a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with a reply of the Prime Minister. He said a special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions. The Rajya Sabha before the House was adjourned sine die yesterday, the 130th Constitution Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at the Parliament House after completion of the session in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that many new MPs were not allowed to speak in Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for this.
देश के लिए और सरकार के दृष्टि से बहुत ही फ्रूटफुल सेशन रहा है लेकिन ऑपोजिशन एमपीज के लिए बहुत नुकसान रहा है क्योंकि ऑपोजिशन एमपीज विशेष करके जो नए एमपीज है उसको बोलने का मौका नहीं मिला उसका जिम्मेदार है ऑपोजिशन पार्टी के खुद नेता लोग मैं जितने भी मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विशेष करके जो एनडीए के और कुछ और दल है जिन्होंने सत्र में भाग लिया उनको मैं धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 has been passed by the Parliament with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, online gaming or money gaming has become a public health menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 passed by Parliament highlights his government's commitment towards making India a hub for gaming, innovation and creativity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said government will encourage e-sports and online social games. He added that the bill will save society from the harmful effects of online money games. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. During the visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. Mr. Modi will inaugurate On Simria Bridge project on River Ganga that will enhance connectivity between North and South Bihar. He will also inaugurate the four-lane Bhaktiarpur to Mukama section of NH31, which will ease congestion, reduce travel time and enhance passenger and freight movement. In a major boost to health infrastructure, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Homi Baba Cancer Hospital and Research Centre at Muzaffarpur. He will also lay the foundation stone for a series of urban infrastructure projects worth around 1,260 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and the Buddhist Circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. He will also flag off metro train services in the newly constructed sections in Kolkata. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 7.2 kilometer long, 6-lane elevated Kona Expressway worth over 1,200 crore rupees. The Indian men's air rifle team of Arjun Babuta, Rudraksh Patil and Kiran Jadhav clinched the gold medal in men's 10-meter air rifle at the Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Meanwhile, Mansi Raghuvanshi won the gold medal while compatriot Yashasvi Rathore claimed bronze in a 1-2 finish for India in the women's junior skate competition. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival began at the iconic Dal Lake in Srinagar. Organized jointly by the Sports Authority of India and the J&K Sports Council, the event is conceived as a celebration of Jammu Kashmir's culture and ecology. On the first day, three athletes in different categories won gold medals. Mohsin Ali from Kashmir won gold medal in 1,000-meter kayaking event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.